This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
And welcome back to Joe Messina Show. Dave in the chair. Whiskey Dave for Joe. Hour number two. Joe is out doing the work to support his community. As Dave Carter and I were just talking about, politics is all local. So I have the fortune to be in the chair for Joe tonight and tomorrow night, by the way. And if you do miss Joe and you want to hear him, you can find him at joemessina.com. And you can also watch and listen to us live at joemessina.com and give us a phone call and chime in. Tonight, you can give us a phone call at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And follow Joe online as well, social media sites, of course. And make sure you support his supporters as well, like the great Mike Lindell. And MyPillow.com. I've got two of them on my bed, been using them for years. Some of the most comfortable pillows I've ever owned. Something I want to talk about this hour, and we've got a great guest coming up after the next break here in just a few short minutes, is the border. And it really does get short shrift in the mainstream media, if you still watch and trust the mainstream media, that is. But there's a great article that just came out from Doug Schoen. And if you follow politics, you know who Doug Schoen is. He is a Democrat. He worked for Clinton as a pollster for Clinton, but he is one of the few Democrats that have evaded the grips, the nasty, crusty grips of the Soros-sponsored leftism takeover of the Democrat Party. And he's what I call an old-school Democrat, a classic liberal. And he calls out the Democrats when he needs to call them out. And boy, is now a time for him to call them out, because he is speaking about what's going on in the border right now. And I'm just going to paraphrase a few statements that he made here at the New York Post. His opinion piece is called, "It's Time for Biden to Lead the Way Out of the Migrant Mess at the Border." Doug Schoen says, "President Biden's first responsibility as commander-in-chief is to protect Americans in a national security crisis, which the situation at the border has regrettably devolved into. The number of migrants apprehended for illegally crossing the southern border reached a record high last year. While many have legitimate legal claims to asylum, other nefarious actors are trafficking in drugs like fentanyl, which is now the leading cause of death among Americans ages 18 to 45. Let me say a side note right here. Fentanyl hit home for me in the past few weeks, and I'm not going to talk about how or why. But a young adult, very closely related to me, his best friend or one of his closest friends died while both of them were just taking Xanax. And one of them died, and the other, who's related to me here, ended up overdosing and going to hospital, and he's lucky to be alive. Xanax. They weren't trying to take crazy drugs and trip out. They were looking to relax. Now, of course, if you're not getting Xanax prescribed from a doctor, which I don't think they did, then you have no business taking that stuff. But it was, of course, it was laced with fentanyl. which is coming across the border, which is being pushed by the Mexican drug cartels. The leading cause of death among Americans ages 18 to 45. Doug Schoen states, the severity of the situation necessitates more federal funding immediately to secure the physical border and ensure that Border Patrol officers have the resources and personnel needed, implementing a clear process of reviewing claims that eliminates cracks in the systems is also critical. He says, lack of presidential leadership on this issue over the past 2 years has very likely emboldened migrants to make the perilous journey from Central and South America in order to enter the U.S. illegally, creating a humanitarian emergency that's put Americans and migrants alike at risk. This is a Democrat, folks, and he is outwardly stating that there's a complete vacuum of presidential leadership on this issue, which is costing Americans lives. Lives. He states, federal government should provide immediate assistance as appropriate to cities like New York and others that are being pushed to the brink financially, forced to use up their limited resources to address a problem that is the federal government's responsibility. The potential for fiscal insolvency for New York City and the state remain high. Boo-hoo. What do you think Arizona, Texas, New Mexico, and other border states have been dealing with for years? And now it's on the doorstep in New York City and Washington, D.C., and all of a sudden it's an emergency? Sounds to me like those governors, Abbott and DeSantis specifically, have gotten your attention, haven't they? That you have yet to do a thing. The Democrats refuse to do a thing. Schoen continues, there are likely to be thousands more migrants streaming into the city in the next few months, putting additional pressure on both jurisdictions' drained resources. Biden has so far ignored Mayor Adams of New York City's reasonable request for aid. Why? I'm going to ask my next guest this, who's a former DHS special agent, is going to talk about this. Why is the Biden administration doing the exact opposite of what needs to be done to secure our border? Why? Is it just because they want Hispanics and Latin Americans to become Democrats? Is it that only? We're going to be talking with Eric Caron right after the break here. Whiskey Dave in the chair at Realside Radio. Don't go away.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When masculinity was in movies and it was unapologetic. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, Real Side Radio across the Fruited Plain on the Salem and GCN Radio Networks. It is great being with everybody in hour number two tonight. And as I was just talking about before the break, I was reading Doug Schoen's opinion piece in the New York Post. And again, remember, he worked for President Clinton as a Democrat, and he is calling the lack of presidential leadership on the immigration issue at the border. And no better to talk about this, returning to the show, is Eric Karen, who is a U.S. diplomat, former U.S. diplomat, special agent. He is a senior DHS official. And you can also, he's, as an author, find his book, Switched On. Welcome back to the show, Eric. How are you?
Hey, Dave. What an honor to be back on with you. And I got to thank you for really shedding light on such a national security issue that Americans need to understand is serious.
You know, I was reading this article that's in the New York Post by Doug Schoen, and he is, again, as a Democrat, is highlighting the fact that New York City might be about to go bankrupt because of this crisis. And the, and the federal government under Biden isn't giving them a hand at all in this. I got to ask you, and you know, we can get into the specifics here in a minute, but from a 5,000-foot overview, what is their end game? Why are they doing this? Biden administration, that is?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have to agree with you. I think it's all about votes, to be honest with you, and the fact that they're trying to turn America, the land of the free, home of the brave, into a communist socialist country. I mean, I think what's happened to our nation over the last 2 years has really proven that point with the COVID-19 lockdown and the censorship that's happening on the internet and the media government partnership that we've seen. So yeah, I think it comes down to votes and the socialization, communization of America. That's what's happening. And, you know, we have to wake up. Over a million people have died in America since 2000 due to overdoses. A million. Yeah. That's the size of Jacksonville, Florida, gone. 50,000 suicides just last year. So the open borders are exploited by whom? Terror organizations and transnational crime organizations. We've learned the lesson the hard way on 9/11, Dave, where nearly 3,000 Americans died, 10,000 plus people injured, hundreds of thousands of innocent people psychologically ruined for life. The globe came to a standstill because of what? 19 individuals who exploited our freedoms, our immigration freedoms, 19. Not 50,000, 100,000. Just last year alone, CBP encountered nearly 3 million encounters last year at the borders. And so we have to learn, like you mentioned earlier, David, the president's number one job is to keep our butts safe. And right now, America is extremely vulnerable to international terror groups, never mind the international criminal groups that are killing. Just last year alone, 23,000 murders just last year alone in our cities. We got to wake up, America.
You know, I said this in the previous segment that mayors in D.C. and New York are finally waking up to the fact that this is a reality because it's now starting to hit them in the pocketbook. And they're expecting the federal government to bail them out because it is ultimately the federal government's responsibility. And it is Joe Biden, as the president of the United States, his number one responsibility is to protect this country. But I got to ask you, Eric, I mean, this isn't just about immigrants coming in, many of whom want to work and make a better life for their families. I'm a legal immigrant myself, and we came over here for that same purpose. I just waited in that long line, instead of doing it the shortcut.
Sure.
But I have to ask you, Eric, it's the tentacles of this is also spreading out. You talk about sextortion cases and the fentanyl crisis, right?
Talk about the residual
effects of this.
Oh, my God. The drug contraband, if you will, smuggling, we're talking drugs, we're talking people and children, we're talking organ harvesting, we're talking counterfeits. So when you order medicine, when you go to the grocery store, you want to make sure you get legitimate, real medicine, right? Well, I can tell you 98% of the counterfeits that come into America are coming in via China and it's coming in via seaports that are wide open. We talk about the land border, but we have to understand, Dave, there's 328 official ports of entry, land, air, and sea. They all have to be secure. Why? Because bad guys go where it's soft. We're all talking about the southern border. No one's talking about the over 50 million 50 million shipping containers that come into America that are not examined. Less than probably 2% are physically opened, Dave. We're not talking about the fact that the FBI tonight have over 1,000 joint terrorism task force cases going on tonight against would-be terrorists. You know, just last week, two Iranians were arrested in Germany who were preparing to carry out a WMD attack. Just days ago in the UK, uranium, a small amount of uranium was intercepted in London, coming in from Pakistan via Oman to the UK. That uranium was intercepted just a few days ago. So America needs to understand the threat is real from transnational criminal groups as well as terror groups. In Afghanistan alone, there's over 14 terror groups operating tonight in Afghanistan. And guess what? They have an endless amount of money. Just last year alone, over $1 billion they made in the opioid trade, Dave. Over $1 billion with a B, thanks to Joe Biden and his master plan of giving the Taliban all the military equipment and money that was left behind for them to use to commit more acts of terror.
We've got U.S. diplomat, former U.S. diplomat and special agent Eric Caron, who was also a senior DHS official. So there's really no better person to talk about this issue. Would love to have you through the break here, Eric, and continue on the other side. Because I got to tell you, you know, something is going to have to give on this. And I don't know if it's going to be another 9/11 or something even worse at this point with all these shipping containers you talk about. But we'll continue after the break. Whiskey Dave here in the chair, Real Side Radio. Folks, don't go away. Got a lot more coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. There were some concerning signs about a former Republican candidate in New Mexico who now stands accused of crimes connected with shooting attacks at the homes of several Democratic state officials. Bernalillo County Commissioner Adrienne Barboa says she was worried about Solomon Pena.
I did feel really worried about him because he seemed erratic. He was
spreading mistruths about the election.
Officials accuse Pena, a self-described MAGA king, of paying $500 to four men to shoot at the homes of Democratic lawmakers. The case emerges amidst dozens of other incidents across the country where people have threatened to resort to violence against elected officials. A local SWAT team arrested Pena on Monday. A district attorney in New Mexico will announce tomorrow whether charges will be filed in the accidental shooting on the set of Rust. Alec Baldwin struck and killed cinematographer Halina Hutchins. A written statement will be released at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your
life with. You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Oh, even back in the day, Bob Hope knew what was going on. Whiskey Dave here in the chair at Realside Radio across the Fruited Plain tonight, wherever you may be listening. Hopefully you are safe and comfortable and warm. But there's a lot of people out there that are cold right now, and they're running through the fields just north of Yuma, Arizona. And according to a Fox News article, after Doug Ducey, governor of the state of former governor of the state of Arizona, ordered construction of container wall in August to plug holes at the border, the federal government sued them to remove the shipping containers. And according to this Fox News article, Yuma migrant crossings has increased 171%. And now the green leafy capital of the United States, this capital area of Yuma, I should say, is now getting to the point where they are worried about the safety of the food, and there is a serious concern right now about food security concerns and pathogens because the number of immigrants are so huge that the crops are being contaminated. Incredible. We've got with us, returning, is former Special Agent Eric Karen, and U.S. diplomat and a senior DHS official. And you can read his book, Switched On, to talk about this. Incredible. Just, I don't even know how to, Eric, classify this, what this president and his administration have done for the past 2 years. They have created a national security threat, haven't they?
They sure have. You know, Dave, this defines logic, right? I mean, the numbers alone, I think we all get lost in the numbers. And like I said earlier, you know, 50,000, 100,000, 500,000, one illegal alien, one terrorist is one too many when your father, brother, sister, mother dies at the hands of somebody that shouldn't even be here in our country. One is too many. And you know what? CBP, I have some stats here, and right here in front of me, that I grabbed off the CBP website. Criminal aliens, criminal non-citizens arrested in fiscal year 2022. Nearly 17,000 arrested. Criminal non-citizens, 17,000. How many gotaways, as they say? 751 known gang members, 751. Again, Those are ones who encountered and arrested. How many got away? ICE is not deporting very few people. ICE, who's responsible for removing these illegal aliens who come into our country and commit crime. So ICE, as of January 1st, 2023, they've held 20,000. They have people in custody, 20,000. They have 376,000 on alternative to detention, means monitors. 376,000 people on alleged these monitors. Very few people are being deported. And, you know, America is in crisis, and it's time that Washington gets what I call a colonoscopy, Dave. Washington needs a colonoscopy, remove the cancer, it needs some antibiotics, and we need to take back our freedom and take back our country for our future. We live in the best country in the world. Let's keep it that way.
When we're talking about CBP, which is the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the Department of the United States that is tasked to protect our borders, I'm reading reports, and there are several of them now, that are piercing the veil of the corporate media, so you can read this stuff, and it is saying that morale is at the lowest point in history. What are you hearing from colleagues and friends of yours that you used to work with?
Yeah, Dave, I have patches. I don't have them in front of me. I have a patch that says, from CBP official, CBP, the welcome patrol on it. The morale for CBP is the lowest I've ever seen it. Suicide is up with CBP. In addition to suicide across the nation relating to law enforcement officers, police officers across this country are taking off the badge and taking off the gun because we, as Americans, are not supporting them. Our politicians are not supporting them. And I ask the question, who will fill the void? Who's going to put on that gun and badge? Will liberal mayors force police chiefs across this nation to hire individuals, either known BLM members or Antifa members or associated known BLM or Antifa members? I'm very concerned. We've already seen police departments across America lowering the hiring standards because they can't get people to wear the badge and the gun because our politicians have kicked them. And now they're saying, you know what? Tens of thousands of officers have left the job, and CBP is no different. And federal law enforcement is getting kicked. In addition to local law enforcement, so it's tragic. It's tragic because at 2 o'clock this morning, Dave, you call 911, and some stranger is going to come into your home or your business and potentially save your life. A person you don't even know will die for you and for me when I call 911. That's incredible. We need to step up and start supporting the men and women of law enforcement, CBP. Search and rescues alone last year, fiscal year 2022, Dave, nearly 22,000 search and rescues by CBP going into the desert, going into the water and rescuing people because our president is putting these CBP officials' lives in danger by opening the border. And they've rescued nearly 22,000 people.
I hate to draw a worst case scenario because I think that it doesn't end well. But I think it's also important to illustrate what you're talking about, Eric, in the potential of what could happen. And you talk about the millions of unchecked shipping containers. And there are enemies of the state all around the world. We all remember 2001, September 11th, like it was, you know, not 22 years ago, but, it's in our recent memory. And it seems to me that there has not been a lot done in the way to prevent. Now, granted, we haven't had another major attack like that, but the chances of an attack like that happening again, while they may be minuscule,
What you're referring to is the thing that I think keeps people up at night, and that is dirty bombs and shipping containers, the continuation of the drugs that are infiltrating. Yep. And this hit home for me over the holidays. Okay. Yep. I mean, you know, the fentanyl crisis is real. It is the number one reason people between the ages of 18 and 40 are dying. So this is coming across the border. Talk to me in our last couple of minutes here, Eric. You know, what is likely to happen if there is no brakes put on this administration's blatant neglect of the border?
Yeah. Well, Dave, I hear the passion in your voice. You hear the passion in my voice, because I've done this job. I did this job for 25 years. I've seen behind, if you will, the curtain, the behind the curtain relating to bad guys and how they operate, both terrorists as well as criminals. And I hate to see innocent people get hurt and killed. And that's what's been happening over the last few years. Unnecessary deaths. These are unnecessary deaths when criminal aliens come into America, come into our home, they commit a crime, and they're not deported. They stay to commit more crime and kill your father, your mother, your brother, your sister. How asinine is that? And, you know, the terrorists are looking and watching and scheming. Osama bin Laden's son is in Afghanistan tonight, planning, scheming, along with his other would-be terrorists to attack us. Revenge is in the makings, my friend. Revenge is in the making. Mm. And that's the thing that we have to understand. This war on terror will not stop. This is a lifetime of fighting these Islamic terrorists, both in Africa, where there's some 21, 22 shadow wars going on tonight. Dave, 21, 22 shadow wars throughout Africa, fighting the Muslim extremists. Our AFRICOM officials are on the ground in Africa fighting the Muslim extremists in Africa. I've been to Africa 3 times
Eric,
in the last year.
I got to tell you, man, you've served honorably for 25 years as a special agent and diplomat for the U.S. government. Thank you for your service. We got to have you back on again, because your passion is contagious. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody check out Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent by Eric Caron. Thank you so much. We'll be back after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
And welcome back. Realside Radio, Whiskey Dave here in the chair. And hey, listen, the rest of the evening, the next hour and this segment, the phones will be open, so you're more than welcome to join us and get your opinion across the board. What do you think of what Eric Karen was just talking about? And by the way, anybody that wants to follow up on what Eric has been saying, check him out. His website is switchedonlife.com, switchedonlife.com. You can find his book, Switched On, The Heart and Mind of a Special Agent. Is what he is saying. Do you agree with it? Do you disagree with it? Give us a phone call at 855-732-5563. That's 855-REAL-JOE. You know, as we were talking over the past couple of segments, and you know, he's talking from a perspective of experience. He knows what's going on. Again, as I mentioned to you, Eric Karen served honorably for 25 years as a distinguished special agent and diplomat for the U.S. government. Senior positions within Homeland Security, Interpol. He managed worldwide covert operations relating to Iran, China, and Russia's illegal acquisition of weapons of mass destruction. He also led covert operations relating to human trafficking, child pornography, terrorism, money laundering, and drug smuggling.
This is a guy who knows what's going on. And when he tells you, and he's currently working right now as a security consultant assisting foreign governments and NGOs across the world, when he's telling you that his biggest fear right now is that there is going to be a shipping container, 98% of which are not checked, that is going to bring on a world of hurt, whether it's a dirty bomb or something even worse, you got to worry. You got to be concerned. And more importantly, you've got to realize that we have, for lack of a better term, a captain at the helm that is asleep at the wheel. And I don't think of Biden as a captain at the helm. This is Weekend at Bernie's. Why? Why are they doing this to our country? Is it because of what Eric said and what I've believed and, you know, I've talked about over the years? And is that it is just to garner more votes? That you get Latin Americans, Central Americans, South Americans, Mexicans through the border, and they all of a sudden become a Democrat because they're enjoying the largesse of the U.S. government, providing them free education, free health care, free housing, free food. So they're going to vote Democrat? Is that what this is? Is this why they are doing what they are doing? Which is nothing. Nothing. And leaving it to the local states. As I mentioned in that last segment, migrants are exploiting the border wall gaps that Governor Doug Ducey, former governor of the state of Arizona, tried to shore up by putting shipping containers in these gaps. And the federal government, the Biden administration, filed a lawsuit against the state of Arizona to have them removed. And now, since they've been removed, these migrants are contaminating crops and they're threatening the nation's food security. This is a report coming directly from the Arizona farmers. Because the shipping containers were removed from the border wall gaps. Why are they doing this? For what purpose does this serve? Explain to me. Listen, we're all humanitarians. None of us want to see people suffer. But there is a legal way to do this. As I mentioned to Eric, and if you've been listening to me for years, you've heard me say, I myself am an immigrant. Yeah, I came from a westernized country, England, and I did it the right way. I got a green card for 12 years while I waited in that long line. And then 12 years later, I stood at the Los Angeles Convention Center with 3,000 of my fellow new immigrants about to become citizens. We raised our hands and we swore an oath to the U.S. Constitution. And I had to study things that most high schoolers and even college-age kids today don't know about U.S. history. What are the first 10 amendments called? Who was the first president? Basic things that a lot of people don't even know today. And I was proud to do it. I was proud. And I am a naturalized citizen. Oh, but David, you're white and privileged. Right? I mean, isn't that what the wokists say today as a response to somebody like me standing up and saying, I did it the legal way? There's no arguing with these people because then they're going to throw your racial identity in your face. There are more white people dying from drug overdoses than any other race. There are more white people in prison than in any other race. There are more white people in poverty than any other race. Don't throw that crap at me. How dare you? It's called being responsible and doing it by the book. And if you do it by the book and you're responsible, it is still hard to survive. And it's still hard to deal with the challenges that life throws at you in business and in family and in health. But now we've got a food safety concern on the southern border because the fields near Yuma, Arizona, are finding, as they're testing, different pathogens from illegal immigrants that are trespassing through the fields that the U.S. government have failed to protect. And guess what? That is the leafy, lettucey, kale-y, spinach-y stuff. It's the green romaine. It's all of that. That supplies about 9 billion servings of leafy greens per year. It provides 90% of the nation's supply of romaine and iceberg lettuce alone. Just this one region. And farmers are fearing that they will lose crops as more migrants are passing through the border wall gaps and into their fields. For what? Why is the Biden administration allowing this? Governor Doug Ducey put shipping containers in the gaps of the U.S. border to prevent these people from coming through. And the Biden administration, I'm repeating myself because I'm mortified that these people are running the country and these are the decisions that they make. Yuma migrant crossings have increased 171%, according to the CBP. It's the largest humanitarian disaster we've ever had in this country. And part of the country is happy that it's happening. Why? Why are they allowing, advocating, and enabling the largest humanitarian disaster in the United States? A neighboring farmer in Yuma lost nearly $100,000 after a handful, that's all it took, of migrants. A handful of migrants hid on his land for a week. He couldn't harvest the affected crops because of contaminated pathogens that could lead to foodborne illness. That's his business. That's his family's livelihood. I want to ask you why. Call us in the next hour. The phones will be open. Explain to me why this Biden administration is allowing for this. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Want to hear from you on this because this is what is happening today, right now, as we speak. As the broadcast news idiots that are sponsored by Big Pharma are ignoring the real issues of our day. And they're getting you focused on British monarchy and what the Kardashians had for lunch. They're making us stupid. This is real. This is what is happening. The produce, our food supplies, are grown for the entire country. And it should be protected. And they're not. The president is failing his number one job, and that is to protect the integrity and the security of the United States. And he's failing. We'll be back after the break for the third and final hour tonight. Real Side Radio, Whiskey Dave in the chair for Joe. We'll be back right after the break. Don't go away.